another mandate to be lifted. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. One of the last COVID travel restrictions will soon be no more.
A requirement international travelers flying to the U.S. take a COVID test a day before the flight will end this weekend, regardless of citizenship. The Centers for Disease Control has determined that rule is no longer necessary, but the agency will reevaluate the need for the testing requirement every 90 days, and it could be reinstated. The testing requirement for international travelers will expire Sunday morning. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Federal government says it's bought more monkeypox vaccine as more cases have been confirmed. But the CDC's Michelle Walensky says it's not transmittable through casual contact.
The virus is not thought to spread through interactions such as having a casual conversation, passing in the grocery store, or touching the same items such as a doorknob.
Officials say the risk to the American public is low. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Africa where people have been infected through bites from rodents or small animals. It does not usually spread easily among people. Last month, cases began emerging in Europe and the United States. Many, but not all, of those who contracted the virus had traveled internationally. Inflation is at the highest it's been in more than 40 years, up 8.6% from a year ago.
We are seeing huge price increases for very basic items that are staples in our kitchen, like the price of eggs, up more than 32% over last year. And it's not just food at the grocery store. New data from Adobe Analytics shows online prices for groceries were up by a record amount in May, rising 11.7 year over year.
Lydia Hu with Fox Business. Speaking at the Port of Los Angeles this afternoon, President Biden said easing the supply chain crisis is key to bringing down prices. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Michigan middle school with a director for teachers when dealing with transgender students.
Richards Middle School in Fraser, Michigan, north of Detroit, has directed teachers not to inform a parent of a student's changing gender identity, allowing a student to go by a different name and pronoun in school. And in an email obtained by Fox News, warning teachers to only use the student's birth name when talking to parents. The school citing federal civil rights law that prohibits sex-based discrimination, though a law that does not prohibit disclosure to parents. However, Michigan's Department of Education guidance, which also hasn't been approved, does advise hiding private information, such as gender identity of students, from parents. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Biden administration has scrapped former President Trump's red, white, and blue design for Air Force One after a review by the Air Force showed it would raise costs and delay the delivery of the jets. Boeing is currently modifying two Boeing 747-800 aircraft to replace the existing jets that are now used to fly the president. Two Caribbean islands with a questionable past that are up for sale have no takers.
Jeffrey Epstein's two islands, notoriously referred to as Pedophile Island, are having a hard time scoring a buyer. The U.S. Virgin Islands were listed together in March for $125 million, but are now going for $55 million apiece. An attorney for Epstein's estate told the New York Post that all the money from the properties will go to resolving outstanding lawsuits and the cost of the estate's operations. Epstein was found dead at a New York detention center in August of 2019 while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. He was accused of flying underage girls to the island to sexually abuse. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The bad news on inflation, sinking stocks. The Dow lost 880 points. The Nasdaq lost 414. The S&P off 116. I'm Lisa Lacera. Sarah, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.